Juan, the next couple of performers will be Michelle Boulay and then Loose Change. So I'd like now to welcome another spoken word artist who featured here recently, and she's a fine writer. Please welcome Michelle Boulay.
Where you want me? Yeah. Put it a little lower. No. The maestro has spoken. Yeah. No, I'm fine. I don't need a light. I live in the dark. Dark-minded. I won't do any preamble. It's entitled Condiments. The innocent hot crisp potatoes cluster together on the bright porcelain plate and do not cry out for the age-old ketchup, the familiar sticky red thickness of tomato and sugar. They demand something bitter, pungent, more like the tang of mustard with its prickliness. It's keen taste disturbing the tongue, forcing it to awaken a different set of sensors set into its pink fleshy surface like rhinestones dusty with disuse. Condiments, we call them, spreads and sauces, layers of other flavors we use to enhance or disguise the reality of foods we eat. The ethereal purity of vegetables, or the well-mannered cooked meats, our version of a more acceptable style of carnivory. We feed our pets a dry mix of pellets, condensed nuggets of synthetic protein, cornmeal laced with artificial seasonings, and convince ourselves that this is refined, far more holy than raw red meat and its dirty blood. We add water to create a gravy for their cardboard food, engaging them in our world of simulated eating, rendering them neither animal nor human. The lions and pumas, jackals and hyenas, don't require condiments. They're content to have their sustenance gory and raw, thick with gristle and vein, undisguised with any costume of courtesy. They eat their dinners steaming and rank, the spirits of their prey still hovering, the ever-efficient crows and vultures feasting on the remnants, drying like strips of jerky in the hot sun. They peck the tarmac clean. I wonder at my new appetite for mustard, for its sharper taste, something favored in this later era, when surface sweetness no longer soothes me, as it did for so many years. My rudely awakened taste buds tinkle and shed their dust, fill my mouth with aromatic flavors. I begin to imagine wrestling my next meal to the ground, rolling in dust, gnawing through fur and feathers, cartilage and bone, biting hard, eye to eye with my prey. Killing swiftly, personally, rendering hot muscle and blood into another loving family meal, without ketchup or mustard, without napkins and cutlery, without the charade of fire and condiments, to fool ourselves into thinking we are not killers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. One more hand, please, for Michelle Boulay. Okay, so far we've had soloists, but the next act is a duo, and they are called Loose Change, and that's Izzy Dubbard and Niana Tobin. Please give Loose Change a huge welcome.